From the internet. From the internet. To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time once again for the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he, the Stephen Roy. It's great to be with you here on this 23rd day of March 2024. Can you believe that? Almost through March 2024? I know, that's the kind of thing I say in every show, but I am the Stephen Roy. Mason, what show is this, Mason? The Stephen Roy Show. Yes, it is. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. I was just clicking my phone to go on the Twitter. 10 notifications. Shamrock says 100%. Yeah. And he was referring to when leftist idiot traders value illegal aliens over American citizens and legal immigrants. Massachusetts leftists are embracing the bribe invasion bloodbath, because that's what it is. When hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying from fentanyl overdose every year, when thousands and thousands more women and children are being murdered and raped by illegal aliens, it is a bribe invasion bloodbath. And there is no intention of them stopping it, because the goal of this whole shooting match is to destroy the United States of America. But anyway, I'm ranting about it now, and I should be saving that for the Rumble rant. So let's do that. Let's do that. Ready? This is the Rumble rant of the Stephen Roy Show for 2024, the year of our Lord, 2024, of course, March 23rd. Hard to believe, right? This is what I say on the podcast all the time. It's so hard to believe it's almost the end of March already. It is. Well, I started ranting on the podcast, and then where you can check it out. If you want to hear my podcast, go to at Stephen Roy Radio, my ex, and at the top of my profile page, you'll see a website link. That's the Gamebird server. Thanks to everyone who makes the Gamebird possible. That's where the podcast server is, where you find the Stephen Roy Show. And if you use that link, it doesn't matter if you have an Apple device or what. What do you think of this Attorney General Elephant Man going after Apple? The only thing I can surmise is that Attorney General Elephant Man is using his Department of Injustice to go after Apple. So why are they doing it? Well, David, they have a monopoly. Oh, BS. I know many people that use Galaxy phones. I know many people that use Android phones. So don't give me this BS that iPhone is so dominating the market, we gotta crush them. That's BS. Okay, let's be honest. The reason why Apple's being gone after by Attorney General Elephant Man's Department of Injustice is because they didn't bend the knee and kiss the ring. That's why. It's the same reason that a lawsuit against the Dirt Network, as Dishnut Pat calls it, and thank you to Dishnut Pat and all the Dishnuts for broadcasting our show on Radio Free Dishnuts. There has to be a reason that they went after the Dirt Network, right? So Charlie, what's his name? I don't even remember. Charlie's Ergen. Anyway. There's a reason Chuckles from the Dirt Network is donating over $100,000 to leftist Dems, okay? He donates over $100,000 of his own money to leftist Dems. He bends the knee and kisses the ring, and then the lawsuit goes away. Do you really think that's a coinkydink? No, it is not. No, it is not. So there's a reason everything happens in this nation. In this nation. There is a reason for the Bribe and Vision bloodbath. Hundreds of thousands of Americans die every year from fentanyl overdose alone. I got a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. Fentanyl is here in West Texas, and people are dying. They're dying from fentanyl overdose. There's people here in West Texas that are smoking the fentanyl. Can you imagine? They're smoking it like crack. They're smoking it like meth. I mean, it makes me ill to even think that these people are addicted to smoking fentanyl. I mean, I don't even know how they do it. I've never smoked anything like that. What, do they crush it up and smoke it with a crack pipe? Hunter Biden style? I don't get it. But it's happening. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying at the hands of illegal aliens. Like Lake and Riley. Hey, demented boy. I know you S yourself every day, poopy pants. I know you're lost walking around the slide house every day, literally. There's numerous Secret Service reports that Briben gets lost in the slide house every day. The demented one doesn't know where he is. He has to be injected with drugs to be able to do anything. And then he's completely incoherent. Now imagine being, I'm a stroke victim. But I'm more coherent than that idiot has ever been, even before his strokes. I mean, what a moron. You know, he's never been known of as the smartest man in the Senate. No, he was not. Look, you're going to say, Deepin, that's not very Christian of you to make fun of Biden. That's what you're going to say, right? Look, I had sympathy for him when he was first immaculated, when he was first, anointed and installed like a commode. I did feel sorry for him then, right? I did. I had some empathy for a demented old man that's propped up, that's nothing but a shill for leftist Dems. Now, I have nothing but disgust for the man. He's pathetic. So while he's chillaxing his demented zombie body, when he's walking around like a zombie on the beaches of Delaware, when he's hanging in his McMansion paid for by the Bribe and Crime family, it's kind of like the leftist idiot child, AOC. You know, she makes like $150,000 a year as a House of Representative. And she's worth like $29 million. So how does that happen? How do you think that happens? That you become a billionaire like Mal Obama and Michael. How do you think that happens? When you made, what did he make, $250,000? Do you think that Kill Bill getting paid $500,000 for speaking three words in the Soviet Union is worth it? No, it is not. Okay? These are leftist payoffs. That's why the Bribe and Crime family made millions and millions off of China and Ukrainistan. Why do you think they're sending billions to Ukrainistan? Why do you think this Ukrainistan, some kind of government official, is driving a $600,000 Rolls Royce? How do you think that happens? It happens by corruption. There's nothing but money laundering happening with this Congress. And then you have Speaker Mike Johnson, who just pushed through a $1 trillion just extension of the government services. The government will stay open for another few months to the tune of $1 trillion. The Bribe and Slide House, of course, which the demented one has no control over. We know that. Come on. The Bribe and Slide House just proposed a $7.7 trillion continuing resolution, a CR. Why is it called a CR? Because there has been no budget since George W. Bush was in office. Imagine that. For 20 years, there has been no budget. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. None. Makes me ill. That's right. Yeah. Because how long was that idiot Mal Obama in office? How long was he in office? I think the election was in 2008 and 2012. Because I left the Republican Party in 2012 when Mittens Romney failed at his campaign. During the first debate, Mittens Romney destroyed Malbama, and then he peed out. He wimped out for the rest of the campaign. And McShame, John McShame, was no better.
Well, don't call him Hussein. Just call him Barack Obama. Don't call him Barack Hussein Obama Jr., which is his real name.
No. Don't call him that. Don't call him Bathhouse Barry. Don't call him Malbama like D-Ben. Don't do it. And that's why they suck. So what happened? What happened is these leftist idiot traitors are valuing illegal aliens more than they are American citizens and legal immigrants. Prioritizing illegal aliens over American citizens and legal immigrants. Why would they do that? Because they have failed to get your vote. The vast majority of African Americans, the vast majority of Hispanics, the vast majority of Asians, women, every single ethnic group, every one of the 825 genders, including those in the LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AEIOU, plus, minus, pound, shilling, you know, that whole group is going to vote for President Trump too. The only way these leftist idiots stay in the slide house is by fraudlection. I guarantee it. Now, I mentioned last week that I had a tweeter go viral. Well, this tweeter that I tweeted on the Laura Logan tweeter has over 10,000 views, right? And all I did was talk about this farce of electric vehicles. Did you hear about the recent study that came out that said electric vehicles actually spew more toxins into the environment than a gas-powered vehicle? Imagine that. Why, Deben? Why? Electric vehicle batteries are toxic. When they have to be destroyed, they have to go to a hazardous landfill. That's where they're supposed to go. Do you think they actually go there? I do not know. However, those lithium-ion batteries are majority made in China. Now imagine that. Imagine that. Except maybe the Tesla battery. I know they built a battery plant outside of Reno, Nevada. And of course, Elon Musk has moved his entire facility to Texas, right? That's where Tesla is based now, and that's awesome. I watched the Starship recently. It was like, I don't know if it was last week or the one before. I think it was the week before last, Friday. They launched the Starship into space. The most powerful rocket ever made. 33 Dragon, I think it's called a Dragon engine. It's 33 engines, just like they use on the Falcon 9, which is absolutely incredible. 33 engines taking that thing to orbit, and it's huge. It's bigger than the Saturn V. And when those engines are upgraded, it's going to be a multiple of times more powerful than the Saturn V rocket. And it's going to be reusable. The booster and the Starship is being manufactured to be reusable. Isn't that incredible? It really is. It's making going to space routine. I think they had something like 52 launches of the Falcon 9 last year. Starlink is an internet and a satellite internet program, provider. They're providers, and it actually works. Unlike most of your satellite internet now, which is worthless. Worthless. I mean, you're lucky if you get 500K from those services. Unless you get I think it's called a VSAT. It's a VSAT. It's like very small aperture satellite. And that's what a lot of companies like gas stations, for example, use to do transactions when they can't get high-speed data any other way. That's satellite internet. Well, Starlink works. I told you about on D and I went on our honeymoon last August, and they had Starlink that was actually connected to the cruise ship. And the internet was good. It was good. That was the first time I paid for internet on a cruise. So you didn't even know I was on vacation because I don't announce it beforehand. But I was still able to communicate to you through the X at Stephen Roy Radio. So Massachusetts leftists have embraced it. They have embraced it? No, they have embraced the Bribin Vision bloodbath. Well, what does that mean, Deben? Well, the Massachusetts Senate passed the budget with more than $800 million to pay for illegal aliens. Currently, they spend plus or minus $75 million each month, or $10,000 per family, on the 7,500 illegal alien families living in shelters across the state. Now they're bound and determined to spend almost $1 billion taxpayers' dollars to pay for illegal aliens. That means Massachusetts is embracing the bribe and vision bloodbath. Shamrock says 100%. Yes, you are correct, sir. I went to my notifications, but I need to stop that because I need to talk about stuff that I've already posted to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Now, I accidentally deleted this broadcast, the Rumble rant, last week. I was trying to delete some old videos that nobody even ever watched anyway, and I accidentally deleted it. Well, it was still on this iPad that I record the show on, and so I reposted it again. So I got like 300 clicks from the first posting. I got like, well, it says right here, I got 148 from the second one, and probably got like 50 watches. I don't even know if that's correct. That's what Rumble says. I post Tucker Carlson all the time on the X. You should check out Tucker Carlson at Tucker Carlson. I haven't watched this video yet, but his latest one is with Roseanne Barr. Haven't watched it, but I highly recommend you watch all his videos. I usually listen to them or watch them. If I'm sitting at my desk, I'll watch it while I'm at work. Otherwise, I will listen. These new hearing aids I have that you can't even see. These new hearing aids, you might be able to see this little wire right here. And the hearing aid, I want to show it to you. This is my hearing aid. I got these hearing aids, a few months ago. Dee and I got these for me because I'm deaf. I have spent so many years working in equipment rooms, I have lost a significant portion of my hearing. And these hearing aids, which you can't even see, I can't even see it on the video. These hearing aids have helped tremendously. I can hear so much better. If I'm in a restaurant and the waitress, I'm going to say waitress, okay? I'm not going to be politically correct and say server. That's BS. The waitress is a low talker. This happened recently. Dee and I were in a restaurant. The waitress was a low talker, and I could still hear her, even over the background noise. Now, the cheapo hearing aids that I bought before didn't work. They were just sound amplifiers, so they amplified everything. And these hearing aids work quite well. A libtard liar on Fox News, that's right, Faux News. The Faux News host is in hot water for lying. After blatantly lying. That's right, she's in hot water. And here was my response. I said a liberal liar on Faux News? Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. And then I wrote, Faux News was dead to me. Fraud election night 2020. They had a killery staffer running their fraud election desk. Yes, they did. And I knew it was something was wrong. And you know, their problem with Faux News started when Paul Rhino was sitting on their board. And he absolutely destroyed the network. Their ratings are in the toilet. They absolutely destroyed the network by putting on leftist idiots. Nobody wants to hear their leftist drivel. Nobody does. And I warned Newsmax, because I watch Newsmax. I warned Newsmax, if they keep parading around these leftist idiots, they're going to go by the way of Faux News. And nobody's going to watch them. So that's why I said Faux News was dead to me fraud election night 2020. Because that killery staffer running that fraud election desk was announcing congressional seats were decided before the polls were even closed on the left coast. And with 1% of votes counted, they were calling congressional races for leftist Dems, trying to destroy the vote. And we know what happened on fraud election night. It doesn't take 6 days to count ballots in any state. They were counting ballots until they had enough ballots to throw the election for the demented one. That's right. So they could take over the slide house. We know what happened. You know what? They just found over 10,000 votes. over 10,000 votes using the same social security number to register to over 10,000 illegal aliens in Arizona stan alone. Oh, you're going to tell me that those were legal votes? No, they were not. They counted votes in Maricopa County until they found enough for the demented one to win Arizona stan. We saw them on video take tens of thousands of ballots from under a desk in black bags under a table covered with a black sheet. And they counted those ballots again and again and again until the demented one got Georgia Zuela. And this was repeated in Michiganistan and all over this nation, especially in swing states like POSA. Yeah, POSA. In Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, they counted ballots until they had enough for the demented one. But don't believe your lying eyes when you watch the tens of thousands of hours finally released by Speaker Mike Johnson, the Rhino sellout, who just pushed through this gazillion-dollar budget.
Oh, but D-Ben, it's going to give $800,000 for a gay retirement home.
Okay, that makes sense. It's going to spend $15 million to teach about trans testicles to kindergartners. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. It's going to give tens of millions of dollars to Egyptians to pay their college tuition. Okay. I don't know why it's $1 trillion then. I don't know why we're $40 or $50 trillion in debt. It's unsustainable when the debt payments are more than the amount of money that's being brought in from taxpayers. And it's getting worse under this bribing bankruptcy bendover. People are going bankrupt. And guess what?
Oh, well, our debts were forgiven by this bribing lighthouse.
No, they were not, dumbass. Let me tell you why. Debt does not disappear. I declared bankruptcy once. Guess what? The debts that I owed to my creditors, that granted they effed me with, those debts had to be absorbed by the creditors. So it doesn't just disappear, okay? Those creditors take it in the shorts. Sad to know this, Elise Stefanik is happy that she voted for this $1 billion because she scored $2.7 million for her district. Thanks to Wendy for posting this. That's right. She voted to destroy the beef industry, but she got her $2.7 million. Americans have to pay to educate Egyptians to the tune of $15 million. But Elise Stefanik got her $2.7 million. Yes, that's right. This is the central digital currency for cattle. The central bank digital currency for cattle. Representative Thomas Massey and rancher Shad Sullivan react as the White House passed the Porculus bill with $15 million to start electronically tracking all cattle in the United States. Probably some leftist idiot group got that $15 million to start a tracking system for cows. That's no, not cow farts. Well, maybe to prevent cow farts. Here's another news flash from your Uncle David. When they tell you to eat bugs, do you really think Billy Gates and Jeff Bezos and all these other rich leftist idiots, do you really think they're going to eat bugs? No, they're not. No, they're not. When you're eating bugs, they're going to be eating, a nice filet mignon and lobster. They're not going to be eating bugs. No, uh-uh. When they tell you you have to eat Billy Gates beef that's grown from cancer cells in the lab, that's got to be good for you. Beef grown from cancer cells. When they tell you you have to eat that infected zombie beef, when they're eating prime cuts of beef, yeah, you're an idiot. if you do what they tell you to do. An absolute idiot. So let's see what else I posted here on the X. I post funny memes and videos all the time. So Gunther Eagleman asked this question. He said, Mike Johnson sold out America yesterday. His question is, do you agree? Absolutely, Gunther. I agree. He's a rhino sellout traitor. Now, I knew this was going to happen. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because a video surfaced, of Representative Mike Johnson. That's right. That's Speaker Mikey walking down the steps inside the Capitol with Paul Rhino. Now, if you don't know who Paul Rhino was, he was a 12-year-old Speaker of the House when President Trump was first president. And guess what? During his reign, he did nothing. Nothing. Got nothing done. We had the House, Senate, and the presidency, and nothing was done. Nothing. The only person that got anything done was President Trump. President Trump got us the most secure border in American history. And look at us now. The gates are welded wide open. Places like Venezuela and Haiti and all these other countries of Central America like El Salvador and Guatemala and Mexico, they're emptying their prisons. They're sending to us. They're criminals. They're murderers. They're rapists. They're mental patients. They're coming here to the United States. They're killing women and children. They're raping women. They're raping children. Yes, they are destroying this nation. And you're not hearing about it because these leftist idiot DAs like Wiggy James in New Yorkistan, I think she's attorney general, isn't she? Anyway, doesn't even matter. I think Wiggy Fanny is the DA. They're releasing criminals. Well, they've been crime detected. They're down. That's right. Alvin Soros in Manhattan is releasing criminals. Crime statistics are down because they're not being prosecuted. They're if you could kill somebody, literally kill somebody in New Yorkistan, and within hours you're out on the street. You're back out on the street to kill again. The only thing that anyone with half a brain cell can figure out is that this is all deliberate. I want you to read, don't believe Stephen's word for it, okay? Don't take my word for it. Read the Cloward and Piven strategy, and it will shock you how closely the Obama behind the curtain is engineering the destruction of the United States of America. Now, why would they do this? Why would they destroy the United States? One reason. Money? Well, two reasons then. There's only one reason, and it's for control. It's for money and power. That's why they're doing it. They're hoping to install a libtard world order government. That's right. A libtard world order dictatorship to tell you what you're going to do every moment of your life. Why do you think they want to build 15-minute cities? Why? I'll tell you why. A 15-minute city is an S-hole that you can't leave where everything you ever need is there. You're going to live in some S-hole apartment in some S-hole tenement. You're going to have an SE job. And you're going to have to ride public transportation because there's going to be no cars, and you're going to do everything they do. Now, I know it's a bit campy, but if you don't know, if you want to know what I'm talking about, I want you to watch the second Judge Dredd. I think it might just be called Dredd. Watch the second Judge Dredd, and you will see what that SE city is I'm talking about. You'll live in an S-hole tenement, just like in that movie. If you've ever seen the Minority Report, this is our future. And if AI continues the way it is, it's not going to be the Minority Report. It's going to be Terminator. That's what our future will be if we're going to allow computers to run every aspect of our lives. I prefer the movie Surrogates, right? So let's say you're disabled. Let's say you're a paraplegic. Let's say you're a quadriplegic. Guess what? You could still work outside your house with a surrogate. You'd be in a sim chair. And you could be disabled in any combination of ways. And with a surrogate, you could live outside your house. You could go to the store. You could take care of yourself. You could do all these things with a surrogate, which makes way more sense to me than a robot that's an automaton. Scary Face Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., dodges federal charges for the seventh time. Seventh time. You think these leftist idiots aren't protecting their children? Why do you think Hunter Biden hasn't been prosecuted for being a pedo, for transporting prostitutes across state line, for drug charges, right? The average Joe like you or me would be in jail for drugs. No. He could snort coke in the White House, in the Slide House. You might wonder if you follow me on X, at Stephen Roy Radio, why do I call it the Slide House? Because it's not a White House right now. Under President Trump, it was a White House. Even under President W, it was a White House. No. Now it's a Slide House because they're using that control to ruin your life by design. By design. Just remember what I post on the X. I'm gonna go find it here in my library. This is what I post about socialism. I know I've saved the picture. Just have to find it because it's a great quote. Great quote. Got so many pictures on my phone now. It's hard to find stuff, but I know it's here. I know I didn't delete it. Oh, I forgot. I gotta send those photos. Here it is. Socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. What does that mean? Well, every single socialist regime that's ever existed has failed. If there's any prosperity right now in China, it's because of capitalism. It's not because of government control, and that's what socialism is. It's absolute government control. The gospel of envy, telling your subjects, well, we have to destroy those rich people because it's only workers like you. Remember, workers, that's one of their terms, workers. Only workers like you deserve to succeed. You deserve $100 an hour to say, would you like fries with that? No, you do not. That's an entry-level position. It was never intended to be a full-time job forever. It was intended for somebody like going to Texas Tech University. That's what it was intended for. All right, that's it for me on the rant today, since we're already over 30 minutes into the Rumble rant of the Stephen Roy Show. Hey, I want you to have a great day, have a great night, have a great week. Yes, now you have to. Boop. That's it for the rant. All right. I think I should have enough charge on there now. Let's see, 88% charge. Yeah, plenty of charge to get that going. Let's play some music for you. I just really love it when these leftist idiots are charged. I don't care if you got an R or a D by your name or an I. I don't care. When you get caught with your pants down, you deserve whatever happens to you. Yes, you do. Guess I never stopped the play. This is what happens when you're caught with your pants down. Off the Ballbreaker CD from the 90s, it's AC/DC.
Oh my God, RFD.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
She got the hunger for love, and she can never ever get enough. for leaving all I ever knew. My mind was hazy to leave it all and follow you. All I know is I don't know where I'd be if you hadn't come rescue me. It's amazing how it's not too good, not too good to be true. I got a peace fast understanding when my worry is overwhelming. I've got a joy down deep in my soul. But I don't have to be afraid. And I believe it, even if I don't see it, 'cause you've always made a way. I got a peace fast understanding when my worry is overwhelming. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, 'cause you won't let me go. I know, I know, I know. I got a lighthouse on the horizon when I feel like a flood is rising. I've got a joy down deep in my soul, 'cause you won't let me go. Everything, everything, everything is in your NASCAR hands. Doesn't matter what may come, I know that. Everything, everything, everything is gonna be okay. Gonna be alright, because everything, everything, everything is in your NASCAR hands. Doesn't matter what may come. I got a peace past understanding when my worries overwhelm me. Got a joy down deep in my soul, 'cause you won't let me go.
And you across the floor, shake me down until the sun comes back around. And even when I'm gone, I'll turn our love into a song, and I will sing it on back to you as I come home. So we can love deeper, fly higher, see clearer, burn brighter, feel more than we ever did before. Yeah, we can swim oceans, climb mountains, dance like nobody's watching, live life like we never did before. And through the highs and lows, baby, I got you, yeah, and you got me, yeah.
On me like the movie Crash, and I think I'm on chill with the music blast, riding with a hot girl, dipping through the traffic, drove up, but it's a hold up, when they rolled up, I'm like, hold up, give me that taste, that stacks with the Rolex, stick up kids, cause the game is real, and they know where my stash at, my girl only knows that, now how's that, and why's that, your chick's a trap, man, your chick's a trap, friend of foe, she took me slow, with a kiss of death, man, she stole my breath, now she act like she don't even know me, so I had to call Bon Jovi. Hidden folk, tell you what I'm riding for, tell you when you did that, tell you how you did that, he say, she say, the streets tell me all that, click clack, bust flat, you don't really want that, no love, no love, the game is a death trap, lying ass tricks, lying ass snitches, don't make me snap, like swerve swine, can't trust the homie, can't trust the freak, looking over my shoulders, and I'm married to the streets, with no prenup, I mean the girl's a slut, got everybody on her, cause she's the new drug, pop that tape, got the game, no love, 50 stay hustle, flipping every state, and every D-boy guy, while I'm pushing that way, get your cake up, get your cake up, what you wild boy, you snitch.
R-A-A-A, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Go!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I am Cornholio.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all. Quack, quack.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am your cable guy on the Stephen Roy Show. This is the second hour of the Stephen Roy Show, and you know what that means? You do if you've listened before. It is the rant-free second hour of the Stephen Roy Show. It is March 23rd, 2024. Hard to believe, right? Yep. I'm not going to tell you how many days, but I'm going to click this countdown clock. Wow. Yeah. Won't be long before we're on vacation. So we won't do a show a weekend. We're gone for the weekend soon. And then we won't do a show for another weekend. We'll be gone in a month or so after that. And then we won't do a couple shows the week that we are gone for over a week. But anyway, I am putting the cart before the horse because after we win the Powerball tonight, there will be, I'm not going to take a lot of weekends off. We will build a mobile studio. So, but anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. God willing, we win the Powerball tonight. Then we clear, I don't even remember what it is, $350 million or something. Well, it's over $1 billion for the Mega Millions. You can't win if you don't play. It could happen. It's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. Anyway, I'm going to play some songs for you I have played before. Like this one from Lauren Wood, Fallen. I like this Spanish version that I found. Just looking for that song, I found this Spanish version I'll play next after Lauren Wood's Fallen. And then I'll play Francis Cabrel, Petite Marie, which is a great song. I can't understand a word of it, but it's great. And then I'll play Avicii Levels and Flo Rida Good Feeling, because Good Feeling is based on Levels. And that's for my D, because she couldn't tell me who Avicii was. She didn't know. Doesn't really like techno music, but I love Avicii's music, so I'm going to play a couple of them. That and more right here on the Stephen Roy Show's Rant Free Second Hour.
I can't believe how I have Una de las mejores voces del soul americano, con todos ustedes, Miss Randy Crawford.
Miss Brandy Crawford.
Marie, je parle de toi parce qu'avec ta petite voix, tes petites manies, tu as versé sur ma vie des milliers de roses. Petite furie, je me bats pour toi pour que dans 10 000 ans de ça, on se retrouve à l'abri sous un ciel aussi joli que des milliers de roses. Je viens du ciel et les étoiles entre elles ne parlent que de toi et d'un musicien qui fait jouer ses mains sur un morceau de bois. De leur amour plus bleu que le ciel autour. Petite Marie, je t'attends transi sous une tuile de ton toit. Le vent de la nuit froide me renvoie la ballade que j'avais écrite pour toi. Petite furie, tu dis que la vie c'est une vague à chaque doigt au soleil de Floride. Moi mes poches sont vides et mes yeux pleurent de froid. Je viens du ciel et les étoiles entre elles ne parlent que de toi et d'un musicien qui fait jouer ses mains sur un morceau de bois. De leur amour plus bleu que le ciel autour. Dans la pénombre de ta rue, petite Marie, m'entends-tu? Je n'attends plus que toi pour partir. Dans la pénombre de ta rue, petite Marie, m'entends-tu? Je n'attends plus que toi pour partir. Et je viens du ciel et les étoiles entre elles ne parlent que de toi et d'un musicien qui fait jouer ses mains sur un morceau de bois. De leur amour plus bleu que le ciel autour. Je n'attends plus que toi pour partir. Dans la pénombre de ta rue, petite Marie, m'entends-tu? Je n'attends plus que toi pour partir. Et je viens du ciel. Et d'un musicien. De leur amour, le ciel. Tout.
Oh my God, RFD.
get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
Should have seen it coming, caught me by surprise. Wasn't looking where I was going, I fell into your eyes. You came into my crazy world like a cool and cleansing rain. Before I knew what hit me, baby, you were flowing. Addicted to you, hooked on your love like a powerful drug. I can't get enough of. Lost in your eyes, drowning in blue, out of control. What can I do? I'm addicted to you. Midnight blows in through the window, dances round the.
can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for.
headphones straight into my heart, 'cause I want you to know what I'm talking about. I've been your solo lover now for quite a while. You've been my heaven sent angel, and you make me smile. I know I'm complicated like a spray painted maze, but I hope we can learn to weather all these days. I'm singing, please don't go breaking my heart. I only have one.
Impossible as it may seem.
playing games with my heart. With my heart. My heart. I should have known from the start.
ID.
Switch to Chrome to protect yourself from malware.
My life to a new place.
my soul. It's beyond my control. I've waited so long to say this to you. If you're asking, do I love you this much?
Just talk to you.